Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Friday morning on KNSS. Change may be on the way for the police department in Minneapolis.
A Minneapolis City Council committee pushes forward an amendment that would replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a public safety department. The measure, fueled, council members say, by residents who signed a petition.
Saying that they want to create a significant change in our city's approach to public safety, that we should put it on the ballot. So I'm going to go ahead and move approval of the language as is.
Minneapolis Councilman Democrat Steve Fletcher, the amendment does not outline how the department that would be free of cops would even work or be structured amid an explosion in crime in Minneapolis. If approved by the full council, the measure will go to the voters on the general election ballot in November. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Governor Laura Kelly is pinning Kansas' hopes of keeping the COVID-19 Delta variant in check on more people getting inoculated because it is spreading rapidly among the unvaccinated. Kelly acknowledged Thursday that there's not enough time before K-12 schools resume classes in mid-August to get all the students ages 12 and older fully vaccinated, but she added that the state will focus on giving at least the first two doses to as many of them as possible. She called more vaccinations the only thing that's going to stop the fast-spreading Delta variant. The number of confirmed Delta variant cases in Kansas has tripled this month, tripled to more than 1,100. Healthcare workers at New York's Presbyterian Hospital rally in opposition to a vaccine mandate.
One might expect people who work in hospitals would be lining up to get vaccinated, but as we've seen across the nation, this is not always the case. At New York Presbyterian, not only are some workers not getting poked, but they are protesting a mandate that they do, arguing that it's their right to make their own health care decisions. The New York City Health Department is now requiring all hospital employees in the city to be vaccinated. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The South Central Kansas economy was especially hard hit by the COVID pandemic. Keith Lawing, president and CEO of Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas, tells KNSS News Wichita area suffered a double setback.
It wasn't just the pandemic that really we were dealing with in 2020. It started out with all the layoffs because of the 737 MAX pause. And certainly Spirit was the big headline grabber. Thousands and thousands of workers were being laid off.
Keith Lawing is our guest this weekend on Issues 2021, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. And the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has announced the launch of a new employment program for individuals with disabilities.
Supports and training for employing people successfully, or STEPS, provides employment and independent living supports, enabling those individuals to increase their income while gradually decreasing their reliance on Social Security and other public benefits. STEPS is a pilot program launched this month. The program is scheduled to run through 2023, and if successful, it may be extended. To qualify, an individual must be a CanCare beneficiary, age 16 to 65, and meet certain other requirements. For more information, go to kdhgks.gov and click on the News tab.
Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson reporting. As Cubans protest the communist government, their calls for political change are beginning to be heard across America.
Javi Prendez is a businessman born in Cuba but raised in the Midwest. He says he's aware that the protests are being downplayed.
When they're rebelling and they're risking their lives and they're being put in jail and taken out of their houses, all of that is happening now because it's gotten even worse than it's already been.
Grassroots protests in support of the Cuban freedom movement have been taking place across the U.S. Prendez says even though there have been efforts in the past, this time could bring the freedom that the people are striving for.
They've shut down all the avenues, and with the internet, they're trying to keep a lid on things, but I don't know if they can keep a lid on it this time. I think with the hunger and the lack of basic food and the illness, I think people are going to be pushing harder than ever before.
After stating that Cuban refugees would not be allowed into the U.S., the Biden administration announced on Thursday sanctions were being imposed on a top Cuban military official responsible for the brutal crackdown on the island's protests, which marks a shift in promises made during the campaign to restore the Obama-era U.S.-Cuba policy. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another dry and quiet start to our day, but each afternoon we're heating up a little bit more, and that will be the case today and tomorrow. The high 94 in Wichita with a gusty south wind. Clear through tonight, Tarlo 73, sunny and 98 likely on Saturday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:37 here on a Friday morning. Time for entertainment news. It's called The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted.
Now, Fox News tops CNN's President Biden town hall.
President Joe Biden's CNN town hall drew a total of 1.46 million viewers. That's down 50% from the president's town hall in February, which drew a total of 3.5 million viewers. Tucker Carlson topped the time slot for total viewers, as did the first part of Hannity on Fox News. The network averaged 2.76 million total viewers during that time period. MSNBC averaged 1.47 million. CNN beat MSNBC in the 25 to 54 demo with 297 over 197,000, but both were well behind Fox with 475,000 in the demo. The town hall from Cincinnati focused on vaccines. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Instagram introduces a way for users to translate text.
Going forward, when Instagram detects a story post with text in a foreign language, a C translation option will pop up, allowing viewers to translate it. The service can convert story captions in 90 languages, including Japanese and Portuguese. But reps say audio translation is not yet available. Instagram rolling out automatic captioning for English-speaking story videos earlier this year. The update's part of Instagram's efforts to make the platform more inclusive and engaging. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Rolling Stones relaunch their tour after the pandemic.
Rolling Stones' No Filter Tour will resume in the fall. The band announced rescheduled dates for the U.S. leg of its tour. Will kick off September 26th in St. Louis and end November 20th in Austin, Texas. The Iconic Rockers were forced to postpone the remaining dates of the tour back in 2020 due to the spread of COVID-19. The tour will make stops in Charlotte, Pittsburgh, Nashville, Minneapolis, and Atlanta. They also added three new dates, including Los Angeles, Las Vegas, and their first ever stop at New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival in October. Tickets go on sale July 30th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's get up close with the celebrities.
The Fox Celebrity Profile with Zoe Lister-Jones and Daryl Wine, whose latest project, How It Ends, is an apocalyptic comedy created entirely during the pandemic, and the concept proved cathartic to work on.
Our work is always an extension of what we're personally going through or feeling, and about the world, about people. It was definitely emotional to be working during that time. It was scary and difficult to like have the gumption and energy to pull it off.
The filmmaking duo and married couple both wrote, produced, and directed the movie, which was a surreal process filming on the empty streets of LA, and even using some cast members' own homes.
And some were fictionalized, so that was a really nice blend of fact and fiction. Whitney Cummings, like, had that blow-up ball. She was like, I think we should use this, and we were like, yeah, we definitely want to see you in that.
I went into her closet with her and was just like, what do you want to wear?
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
All right, let's get a movie preview at the box office for the weekend.
I'm Michelle Polino. M. Night Shyamalan's old hits theaters.
Body has decomposed.
The film is a thriller about a family on a tropical holiday who discover that the secluded beach where they're relaxing for a few hours is somehow causing them to age rapidly, reducing their entire lives into a single day.
You saved my life.
Snake Eyes is a G.I. Joe spinoff centered around the character of Snake Eyes, one of the most popular characters from the franchise. He is most known for his relationships with Scarlet and Storm Shadow.
My name is Joe Bell.
Also in theaters, Mark Wahlberg stars as Joe Bell, a working-class father in a small town who embarks on a solo walk across the U.S. to crusade against bullying after his son is tormented in high school for being gay.
Listen, happy last day.
How It Ends is a feel-good apocalyptic comedy as Liza embarks on a hilarious journey through L.A. in hopes of making it to her last party before it all ends, running into an eclectic cast of characters along the way. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
A Twitter tribute to the most decorated gymnast of all time.
For the duration of the Olympic Games in Tokyo, whenever fans of Simone Biles post using the hashtag of her full name or Simone, an emoji of a goat wearing a red leotard and a gold medal will appear. Nicknamed Goldie the Goat, it's a nod to the 24-year-old being the most decorated gymnast, goat or G-O-A-T, meaning greatest of all time. Biles, the first female athlete and first Olympian to land her own emoji on the platform. Twitter says it aims to honor her legacy, achievements, and her epic usage of the platform, in addition to the incredible goat conversation about her. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's check in with the late night crew. The late show is Stephen Colbert, CBS.
10 people were hurt in a Dippin' Dots factory explosion. No one was seriously injured, which is actually surprising. That stuff's like pastel buckshot.
Of course, the Olympics on the joke front. The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
As if all the COVID concerns around the games aren't bad enough, a bear was spotted inside the softball stadium, and it's still on the loose. What Olympics this is going to be? I mean, between the bears and getting a disease, it's like we sent our athletes to a game of Oregon Trail. The official motto for this year's Olympics is United by Emotion. Yeah, and the unofficial motto is, as of right now, we're still doing this.
Got a couple of birthdays today to wrap things up. How about actor Woody Harrelson is 60 today. Woody Harrelson and Antoine Carr were born on the same day. Woody Harrelson, born in Midland, Texas. He was a pretty strict Presbyterian growing up. Ended up moving to Ohio, went to Hanover College in Indiana. Got his big break, of course, when he got cast as the bartender on Cheers. Yeah, Woody.
Woody.
He didn't even have to change his name. Because there you go. Woody Harrelson, actor. He's won an Emmy. He's won a Golden Raspberry. Well, anybody that does that has a lot of work.
That's right.
A lot of varied career. Woody Harrelson, it's his birthday. He is 60 today. Happy birthday to actor Ronnie Cox, who is 83 today. Born in Cloudcroft, New Mexico. A guy that has been in movies such as Deliverance, Beverly Hills Cop, RoboCop, Total Recall, Captain America. He got cast in Deliverance because he could play the guitar. He was in that famous scene with the dueling banjos with the Porch Boy at the beginning of the movie.
Right.
Here's a little Ronnie Cox and Burt Reynolds, Deliverance.
Take the body down to entry. Turn over the highway patrol. Tell them what happened. This is a justifiable homicide, if anything is. They were sexually assaulting two members of our party at gunpoint. Like you said, there was nothing else we could do.
Well, let's get our heads together. Come on now, let's not do anything foolish.
Quite a movie.
Yeah, very intense. Happy birthday to actor Ronnie Cox. He is 83 today. Entertainment news in the blur brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. They do professional major appliance repairs on most makes and models. If your appliance needs help, this is who you call. Terry, get an appointment. 409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Coming up, they're going to chat with our special friend, Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal. Talk about real estate awards and other things. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.